Ah, yes. You've missed me, haven't you? I've missed you as well, I suppose. It wasn't the worst going through this. I missed you, but at the same time, knowing you missed me makes it better, doesn't it? Welcome to my personal chateau. It's nothing out of the ordinary, but I figured it's something you could enjoy. Something personal of mine, and I'll enjoy something personal of yours. Oh, come now. I just... Look, even I have my limits, and sometimes too much sentimental stuff at once, and I'll literally start crying. I don't want to subject you to that, so I figured it's better for us to enjoy our day instead of getting into serious things right away. Yeah. I did do it, if you want to know. I stole from one of the top museums of the world. I used my power for evil, depending on who you ask. So, what's your opinion of it? Do you trust me? What? Why aren't you accusing me of it? It's so strange for you to... I... Of course I had a reason, and a good one. Listen, they stole something from me. They... It's not going to look right. Are you sure you believe me? You're nearly as stubborn as me, aren't you? That's kind of impressive in its own way. Well, we're on the subject of impressive. Aren't you impressed I managed to steal the Mona Lisa's smile? Yes, I stole just the smile. Is that a problem? Oh, well, I planned to put it back. The difference was I stole it for good reason. Well, someone said I couldn't do it. So I had to prove them wrong, of course. I'm joking, but to tell you the truth, it's an inexplicably long story, and of course you'd want to hear it. So that's that. Yes, basically I went there to steal the Mona Lisa's smile on a bet, but then that bet turned into the safety of myself and probably my family too. What? At least I made it out alive, and nobody knows it's me. So I'll wear the smile and... Yeah, the world's a little upset about it. They're blaming 2020 for it, the very last bit of 2020. Even if it's 2021 now. You know, for someone who I always thought was far too commoner for me, you certainly got class. You know, it was all a joke at the entirety of it. For the most part, I might have picked a bit of, well, an offensive word, but I'd consider you my royal now, any day. It has nothing to do with wealth, to be honest with you. It's all about who you are as a person. That's what's beautiful to me. Maybe it's sentimental and maybe it's something more, but either way, I'd consider it progress. You and I, the rest of forever, how does it sound? You see, I have some big plans for us. We'll be runaways, thieves, whatever you want to call us. We could live in fancy houses or never settle down. Maybe we could give to the people who need it the most, to change the world. You know, it's funny. The reason why I always wanted all that money, it wasn't as selfish as I thought. Once I had it, all I wanted to do was give it away to everybody who might need it. All I wanted to do was give something special to someone who might not even need it, but want it. There's so much that it humbles you in. So much that you take for granted. You think, wow, I could have the world, but what does it matter? A smile in someone's face matters more than that. I've been raising money for a lot of things, and my theft aside, I'd like to think I do more good for the world, thank you very much. What do you think? Am I a good or a bad man?
Why don't you be honest with me?
Am I a good man or a bad man? Well, I'll tell you what I am more than anything else. A man madly in love with you. And easily made jealous. Of course, that's not the only thing you make me. You make me happy. You make my heart race. And you give me plenty to look forward to. The world can be such a dull place if you think about it. The difference being if you have someone like you that enters into that figurative ring, you end up with a very interesting combination of things. Particularly all the time we can waste together, that's never really a waste at all. Now, where were we? And what were we going to do about your little problem? What's wrong? Dating a roguish gentleman will no doubt bring you trouble. Is that just your favorite thing? You know what I like about you is you make me jealous. Even when you're talking to a random stranger, it makes me so jealous that I just want to kiss you all over. What seems to be the matter? I would do anything to make you mine again. And again, and again, and of course again. But there's more to it than that. It's more to it than just wanting this or that. No. I want everything you have to offer. What? I'm greedy. Otherwise, I wouldn't have stolen. What I stole was to prove that I'm one of the figurative bad boys that you can't handle. But I figured it wasn't just a show-off moment. It was the show-off moment. The moment that I get to prove to myself how very interesting I am, aren't I? I mean, really. You enjoy your time with me, don't you? And to think of it this way, there's a lot more that goes into a relationship than just one day, one week, one year. That's why, while I live in the moment, I'm always thinking about it, dreaming about it. What's next in our envelope of infinite possibilities? What could I have with just you? Oh, and don't think that I don't get jealous every single time. When I do, it's because every time you think I'm not watching, but I am. Even when I'm busy with something, I multitask to make sure to pay attention to you. In fact, I give you all of my attention almost all the time. In fact, that's my love language, if I'd have to pick one. Giving you attention and time and passion and a whole lot of other things that aren't small but amount to something bigger. I want you to feel special. And I also want you to feel like you're mine, and I also don't want to share even once. Greedy is as greedy does, but it never bothered you too much, did it? So cute. And to think of it that way, it's only been, what, 6 months? A year? 2 years? Time is arbitrary. But it's the moments we live for. Those moments of highs and lows. The things that make us question why we're actually alive. Those are the things that make me the most happy. Because you make me have an answer to such a question. Something that I always wondered since I spent my entire life in a pretense of something I didn't believe in. And now look at me. Look at us. Here we are. Even if the entire world says we're nothing, we can prove them wrong. Or is stealing the Mona Lisa's smile not good enough to prove that? Yes, I admit. At the end of it, after everything, as much as I'd like you to believe I did it just for the sake of doing it, I did it because I'm jealous. Everyone else seems to get some of your attention, and I want all of it. Maybe that's some kind of toxic relationship status, but at the end of the day, I don't mind being a greedy, thieving bastard. If that's what it means to have more of your time, then I'd gladly do it over and over again. Just look at you. You're the same, aren't you? You'd get jealous if I spent even a bit of time with others, wouldn't you? Then, we're one in the same. What's the problem? Even if we get jealous of one another, it doesn't mean we can't have make-up time and lovely times in between where we miss each other, where we want each other even more, and we spend all of our every waking moment enthralled by the thought of more, more, more. I think my favorite part of all this is when you get so shy. When I call you out on something that you feel, your tendency to want me all to yourself. How does that make you feel? To be called out right there. To be forced to look into the eyes of a man you admire. I like it. This feeling of back and forth of madness between us. Love is madness, because the amount you feel it is just so astronomical that you lose all sense of time and space, and you just go and you go and you go, and you never want to stop, right? So why would you? Why even bother trying to when you could just keep going? Make something of it that's even more like this. I want you to get extra close. And of course, be sure to enjoy this moment we share. Enjoy it as much as you possibly can, because for all we know, today might be the last day of the world. And well, if it is, I'm going to make it the best day it could possibly be. The best final hours in the world. And if there's another world, I'll just find you again and make you enthralled with me once again. After all, there's no room for anyone else in that pretty little heart of yours, is there? And there's no room for anyone else in mine either. Why would I waste my time with lesser people? And no offense to them, they're fine as they are, it's just not you, so it has nothing to do with me. Now, where were we? Me getting lost in those eyes. Me appreciating every little sentiment, every little thing, doting on you, taking every moment to make you feel special. And a jealous man tends to not know when to stop being jealous. So do pardon me while I steal from you everything. Just like I stole the Mona Lisa's smile, I could steal from you something even more special and priceless. I want to steal away every single sentiment that isn't happy. Why don't we make it a truly special and spectacular day? The way I see it, the only way this works out is if I get something more than you've given. After all, if I were to stop now, where's the fun in it? It would just be a nonsensical representation of something that I don't care about nearly as much as I care about you. If it's not 100%, then isn't it zero? I guess you could say I'm a man of extremes, but even still, being a man of extremes is fine by me, so long as I get a chance to envelop you in my embrace, douse you with kisses, and squeeze you tighter than anyone. And of course, steal your attention away from anyone who dares try and steal it away from me. You knew I was like this from the start. Let's not play pretend now. You knew I was going to want every second of your time. And if you try and deny said time, well, maybe you're not as jealous as you need to be. Shall I make you jealous? How jealous would it make you if I went outside right now and flirted with the first hottie I saw? It's a joke, I would never. Though, to see that reaction of yours might just make it worth it. If in the end, to get jealous, even then, jealous that I didn't get that moment. Jealous that that person managed to steal away a moment I could have spent with you. If that makes me a psychotic lover, then I suppose that's what I am. But I won't ever stop. And for good reason. If I were to stop, then there'd be no truth in it, would there? If I stop, then where do we begin? I don't have any interest in anyone else or anything else. And that's just how it will be. Mostly because why would I waste my time when my time is so precious? And in truth, maybe I just wanted you to fawn over me just a bit more. That's the true reason of this theft of hearts. Of course, I want to steal more than that. Maybe I'll steal something more personal. I've already stolen your time. I've stolen something precious, but is it really precious enough? Or is there something more you want stolen? Perhaps something no one's ever dared to steal from you. I'd like to steal something just that special. Oh, what now? Don't tell me you're getting shy. I'm just saying it how I want you, how I want our lives to be, and how I want this wonderful thing we call love to end up. And if it means that I'm in the wrong for it, then I don't want to be right. Pride has a way of influencing a man's decisions, and I'm a very proud man. Even among the most maddened lovers. Yet still, what would it take to level up this relationship to the next level? Or do I really have to go and flirt with someone else? Do I make you jealous with the sentiment? Someone stealing away your moment. It seems like I pushed you a bit far, huh? Well, don't hesitate then. You might as well. If you're going to stop me, why don't you make me stay? That look of yours, it's beautiful in its own way, if not slightly terrifying. Best not to get between my royal and their love, huh? I could call you a million different things, but if I called you cute, if I called you dangerous, if I called you the most attractive in this entire fucking world, it wouldn't be untrue, so why stop there? I want to call you mine, and I also want to call you my jealous, naughty little thing. Unless naughty doesn't suit you, in which case, I could think of a few words. Maybe just a bit needy. Almost as high maintenance as me, but still in a good way. Just look at you. You're full of openings even right now. You don't even try and play defensive. You're all offense. Or is it just all lacking? Is it that you want more attention like this? Do you want me to be desperate for you? Because I will be. I'll be desperate for you every single moment of my day. If that's what it takes to shine that light on your heart and make you that much more needy for me. I don't beat around the bush when it comes to this. Mostly on account that if I did, where would be the fun in it? It would be one thing after the next, a waste of time and effort. And I don't think anyone wants that, now do we? Time, effort, passion. You see, well, I will admit I've put my whole heart into you, and I will continue to do so no matter what. I don't want to end up one of those crazy ex-boyfriends. In fact, if I was ever an ex, I'm not sure what I would do. But I would rather not think about it. A life without you sounds like hell itself. And I would never like to find out how warm hell is this time of year. Or any time of year. Even Christmas time wouldn't be so great. The holidays just aren't for me, what can I say? I'm much more of a celebrate your own holidays kind of guy. And besides, even if I wasn't, I'd rather celebrate our anniversary over all of those. Because, baby, it's quite simple. I want everything that has to do with you. Every moment I ache for you. Every second I think of you. And every time you think you've escaped my wonderful enamoring, you're simply wrong about it. There's no way you could escape. Not from that. After all, think about it. You and I, we've been together from the very, very start. But has it really been exactly how you wanted it? Something tells me there's something missing. And I know for a long time it was me not being honest. Well, completely honest at least. Because I didn't want you to think that I was pathetic. I was weak. Weak to my own sentiments of how much I wasn't. It angered me, if I'm honest, how much I wasn't to you at the start. And yet there was nothing I could do about it, is what I thought. But then I realized there should be nothing hidden between true loves. And that's when I broke down and I told you my insecurities firsthand. Hopefully you can find it as something of a pleasant level up in our relationship. Just like when I stole this. Well, if we're wanted by 23 police stations across the world, then so be it. I mean, what are we going to do about that? Are you going to be the respective Bonnie or Clyde to me? That is the question. I don't actually know very much about them, mostly because I know I'm much more interesting than any of those historic figures. But I'm sure you can agree with me on that. Surely you know that my kiss is much deadlier, that my hands will steal more than your heart, and that every single word is picked specifically for you in a way that I made without any fancy replacements or further things that would make things complicated. No, I'd like to keep it simple, to the point. Or maybe I want it to be complicated. I can't let you figure me out completely. I've got to keep you guessing, don't I, baby? But good thing you seem to hold that sentiment, too. Just look at you, getting jealous over nothing. Jealous over the figment of something that will never happen. And that's adorable, if not just a bit short-sighted. Why, you might ask? Because I want more than that. I don't just want you to ache for me. I want you to think about me, obsess over me. I want to lose myself in your embrace, and I want you to get lost in my smile. Mostly because it's just for you. It'd be a waste if it didn't go to you. After all, even if I could have everyone else in the world, some giant fucking harem or something, I'd still pick just you. What? Don't underestimate a man's pride. Especially not a man who can steal the Mona Lisa's smile. Am I going on about that? Of course, because I want to point out how obviously better your boyfriend and future husband is. And of course, I could make you more than that right here, right now. Or did I already? I'm just messing with you, trying to get you jealous of something else. What's it going to take, huh? What's it going to take to make you even more obsessed, passionate? I think a kiss is a good start, don't you? A kiss, maybe if I pick you up in my arms. Maybe if I show you that the man of your dreams doesn't know when to quit. You've got too many weak points now. Why don't we figure out all of them together? Mm? Naughty, naughty. No, and before you say anything, I know full well how eccentric and attractive my voice is. Of course, you need to understand how attractive you are. That's why I don't mess around when it comes to you, and I definitely don't back down. There's a good reason for it. I don't want you getting things mixed up. Thinking that I'm half-hearted in this relationship? No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't dream of it. And not appreciate how lovely your lips are. How kissable they are. All these things I'd miss out on just because of that. No way in hell would I even try. No, these kissable cheeks, just the right for there. Lovely texture. A beautiful nose like this. I know, you might not be fond of it, but I sure am. So, too bad. I appreciate it. And you're more beautiful than the Mona Lisa, I can tell you that. Though, if you want my opinion, Mona Lisa is far too overrated. If they had a lovely model like you, then I think art might be completely different now, don't you think? Oh, details, details. What does it matter? What I want is you. Nothing will do as a substitution. Do I make myself abundantly clear? Good. Well, then this jealousy we both mutually seem to feel, isn't it illogical and pointless? Yet at the same time, works so, so well. It makes us think we're crazy, but both of us know we're not. We don't have time to be crazy about anything but each other. And even if we did, chances are we'd just get more enamored, stare into each other's eyes for longer. Maybe I'd pull you by the waist even closer. Maybe I'd do this. Maybe I'd whisper in your ear. Maybe I'd whisper that there isn't a second that goes by that I don't think of you, ache for you, want for you, need you. What? Didn't I make that clear already? Don't get too shy on me. If you did, then what am I going to do with making you even more shy next time? You have to give me some room for improvements here. I guess I'll have to steal something more impressive. You see, this time, I'll steal something of a first of yours. I just haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to steal. Will it be this? Maybe this? Or maybe something even more impressive? Something truly remarkable? And why would I ever stop? You know, a man of my caliber needs a lover of yours. And just look at you. You can't say that I don't make your heart race when I can feel it. When I hold you in my arms like this, where there's no distance to separate us, I can feel your heart beating out of your chest. And then it's as simple as this dance we do. This dance of desires and passion and love shared just between you and me. And why not? If we made it anything else, we'd never leave this room ever again. Did I ever say that was a bad thing? No. Just a fair warning. If you just wanted more kisses, then I'm afraid you definitely will get more than you bargained for. Are you saying you're not enjoying yourself? I don't think so. No. Why don't you be more honest? What is it your man can do for you? It It's been a long time since I saved the world. But I figured the next best thing is saving you from your loneliness. Lonely, lonely. I hope you realize every time I'm away from you, I ache for you. And of course, I'm not ashamed to say it, but I touch myself to the memory of you, even when it's just a bit away. Why, just last night, I must have done it over 10 or 15 times, just thinking about you. Waiting for you to notice, and of course, you stayed sound asleep. I thought of waking you up, but something about you just being there was enough. I felt a little bad, like maybe it's me who wants it all the time and not you, so I admitted I held back a little bit. Am I to take that as a "you're wrong about me" sentiment? If so, then prove it. Prove you want me, then. Prove you want me with that sexy body of yours. And show me how much you want even more than that. And I won't stop until, well, until you lose your mind. How about that? Yes, my sexy little darling. I want more, much, much more than that. But of course. You're so obvious, aren't you? But so honest with your desires, I can't turn you down. And besides, what am I going to do? Fap my brains out to you when I could just have the real thing right here. Now, let's not get too forceful now. If we do, we might both lose our minds and go fucking batshit crazy. And judging by that sexy body of yours, and how you push those thighs of yours together when I get this close. Why don't you put your hands where they don't belong? Because I think right now they do belong there. How can you be so lovely and dense? You should have known by now exactly what I want. Oh, yes. Perhaps a little late, but I'll take a late learner. Show me how much you want me then, and I'll show you how much I need you. Yes. Go ahead and suck my cock, and be sure to look up at me while you do. You won't be able to fluster me that easy. Oh, of course. So that's how it's going to be. You just make me feel so good. Especially when you don't know when to stop. Not hesitating a bit, are you? And I'm glad. No, suck that cock, won't you? No, suck that cock like I know you want to. Fuck. Oh. You must really like the taste of my cock in your mouth, don't you? Yes, worship it. Do more. I never said I wasn't greedy, so I'm not misleading you. I just want more. Even more than that. You naughty, naughty. Yeah, you want to make me come. Just wait what happens when it's my turn. Yes, but for now, choke on that cock. Come on. You may be a rile, but right now, oh, you look so sexy. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, of course, I'm not getting too flustered. I'm just enjoying the feeling of your lips wrapped around my cock like this so earnestly. No. Fuck. Come in. Oh my. Perhaps it was you who was stealing from me. Yes. Yes. You're so cute when you're so embarrassed you can barely look up at me. Look at all the mess you've made all over. Oh, don't you like it when I slap my cock against your face? Come on, be a little fun-loving, won't you? Now I think it's time I return the favor with some interest. Maybe I'll steal something even more precious. Right here. This time you'll be the one standing, of course. And I'll look up at you from right here. How is it your legs are already shaking? At least try and keep them steady for a little while. Yes. Why don't you look down at me when I devour you and this sexy little thing right here? I wonder what that feels like. Your flavor is exquisite. But I want to drown in you a bit more. No shame in that, right? Your scent and flavor are both so delicious. How could I resist? Of course I want more.
Was there ever a time that I've wanted less?
You should have known this from the start. You're dating a very, very greedy man. Look at that. So obediently like that. Now shall I tie you up just right? Like a present for me to uncover. Don't mind the Shibari. You're such a good little rope bunny, aren't you? Well then, we'll have to see how much you can take before you break. I'm sure there's some kind of finite limit, right? How much do you want more, baby? Now that you're nice and hog-tied with those legs back there, spread so wide I can see all of your naughty bits. What do you want me to do now? I think we both know where this is going. I'll hold you up like this. Though I don't need to bother spreading you because you're already wide open with those slutty legs. Now, look in the mirror and smile for it. Because we're going to have ourselves a lovely little time in front of this mirror. I'm so excited. And judging by how positively destroyed you are down there, you're aching for me too. Oh, don't bother trying to talk. It'd be hard with that ball gag in your mouth, wouldn't it? Now, enjoy me spoiling you to the bitter end. Oh, come now. There's no use pretending that you don't enjoy this. I know you're quite the experimental type. You've been into trying things so much since we've met that I thought I'd try something new right here. And of course, you should look in the mirror. Look at how lewd you've become. Isn't it wonderful? I can't wait to see where this goes. I want you to experience ecstasy like you've never felt. And the way that I see it, the only way that's going to happen properly is if I fuck your brains out 10 times as much as normal. So we'll start slowly and work our way up, shall we? Oh, sorry, did I say slowly? I mean right fucking now. Oh no, I'm not a sadist, no. Ooh, I've got to make sure to rub you the right way. Just listen to the sounds you make. All the while, stir into that mirror. Yes. You really know how to take it out of me, don't you? Yes. This is what I'm talking about. Fucking with the highest class there is. And that's you, baby. Oh, yes. Yes, enjoy every inch of this cock. And I'll stop when I damn well please and keep going till I want to. Why don't you say it? It might be hard through that ball gag, right? Pardon me, I think I misunderstood. You're too cooped up for this, right? Oh, but you're still gyrating those hips on this cock. Oh, so you're just playing the innocent role. I know you're not. Yes, enjoy it now. Enjoy every fucking inch. And I'll enjoy every inch of your body on every single second that I want. How does it feel to me, my cute little fuck toy? Of course you're more to me than that. You should know that from the start. You're everything to me. I'd obsess of you every single day. Now, Come on, my cock, won't you? Won't you be a dear and make sure to come as hard as you know how? Oh, yes. The slow thrust all the way in. Do you feel that? My hand on my bulge poking through you like that. You're stretched out just the right size. I'm afraid you'll never be able to go back into looking at anyone else's cock but mine, let alone feeling them. Just look at you. You've become the best kind of slut. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it never does stop until I say so. Oh, why are you so disappointed looking? Oh, you want to see how much of this you can take, right? Oh, yes. Yes, take it all then. Don't hesitate for my sake, yes. Not like you could. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Take this cock. Nice little slut. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, come with me. Yes, come with me real nice, like. Oh, yes, my little animal, my little slutty beast. Yes, you'll be mine until forever ends, won't you? I did ask nicely, didn't I? Oh, you deserve a reward for such an honest answer. Oh, yes, round two, a slurpy second. Let's see how long you can last, how long you can coil around this cock just like that with your slutty hole. Yes, fuck, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking sexy, baby. You are so fucking sexy. Oh, yes, be mine forever. No take backsies. Oh, no, no. Yeah. Wondering why I stopped, then beg more. Yes, beg with those expressions of yours. Yes, baby. Oh, take this fat cock. Take this fat cock. Yes, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, I'm not ready yet. Oh, you better take this round three. Oh, so fucking sensitive. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck yeah. Still feels fucking good. Oh. Look at you. Look at us. We're a mess, and I've barely got enough energy to move at this point. I guess after 3 rounds, you took it out of me. All the more reason to stay in my arms and just enjoy it, right? God, I love you. You really are my one and only. Well, romance in such a naughty position, I wonder. But still, I can't think of any other better way to do it. Yes, my indubious love. Let's continue our relationship for the rest of eternity. Yes, I want to live forever, as long as it's with you.